So a couple of Ansem should clear it right up. And if that doesn't work, then I'll prescribe some. And that should do the trick.
Oh, thanks, Doc.
Just what the doc ordered, thanks to our friends at the Department of Conservation.
Yes, it's time for Just What the Doc Ordered. Today we're joined by Community Ranger Matt Kent in the studio. Morena.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I am great on this lovely Auckland morning.
Yeah, it's a little hard to figure out what's happening out there, but
it's been very Auckland the last couple of weeks.
Hard
very
out.
Much.
There's some really, really exciting stuff on the horizon for Doc. We've got Conservation Week next week.
Exactly, yes.
Feels like it's come out of nowhere, eh? I mean, not for you, I guess. You've been working hard, but
oh, well, that's funny. For us and Doc, kind of every week is Conservation
Week. Yeah,
hard. We're celebrating it with the public next week.
Yeah. Cool. I want to get into a little bit about what people can expect from the week. But do you want to tell us a little bit about your role first and what it means to be a community ranger?
Yeah, for sure. So I am a community ranger and I'm part of a team.
Mm.
And the group that I'm involved with, we help members of the public, just like you and your listeners, do work on public conservation land.
Mm.
So public conservation land, you might know that as dock land or crown land.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do is there are community groups out there that really want to kind of give back and do trapping or weeding, and I facilitate that. I help them out with that. And there are other community rangers that help out with groups that want to, let's say, start businesses on conservation land. That could be tour guides or, you know, boats going to offshore islands.
Mm. And so community conservation looks like sort of weeding and trapping on that public land and involving the public in lots of ways as well, I'm guessing?
It can take many different forms.
Yeah.
On public conservation land, some of these areas are very quite big, you know, 50, 70, 120 hectares.
Yeah.
So a lot of these groups live locally and they've already started doing conservation work in their own backyards.
Mm.
They may have done conservation work, let's say, on council land. And the interesting thing is predators don't know boundaries.
Yeah.
So they're not just going to stand in your backyard, they're going to move to the council land and then eventually they're going to move onto our lovely dock crown land.
Yeah.
So it makes all the sense in the world to do those activities over all three areas.
Mm.
And if they do want to work on public conservation land, we help them do that. We set them up with the necessary resources they need. But a lot of these conservation groups that do that sort of work are very well resourced as well. So they've all come together and they've got a goal and we help them out.
Mm, awesome. Looking at Tāmaki Makaurau specifically, how many sort of groups do we have here and what sort of stuff are they up to at the moment?
Okay, cool. Yeah, so we on the books now have about 30 community groups.
Wow.
Yeah, 30 cool. community groups working across Auckland mainland. Just to give you some context, the DOC manages about 8 million hectares across New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it's so much.
It is so much, which is why we really, really, really depend on community conservation.
Yeah.
We've got limited resources and we don't have all the people in the world. So everyone kind of coming together as one big team, that's great. So 30 community groups across Auckland, that spreads all the way up from Warkworth down to like Otara and out near Bethels Beach.
Mm.
So it's spread all over the place. And each one of these groups has different outcomes that they want to achieve. Some groups out at Bethels Beach, they really, really want to protect the petrels that are out there. So they're very, very interested in predator control.
Yeah.
Groups that are on the east coast, let's say in Lee, going down to Puhoi.
Mm.
Predator control as well, that's the big one. But they're also very, very, very keen on getting rid of all of the invasive weeds that have come over.
Yeah.
We get rid of all of those invasive weeds and our native plants have a chance to thrive, which means more food for our birds and our lizards.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of win-win all over the place.
Amazing. And so if people are listening and they're thinking, wow, community conservation is awesome, it rocks and I want to get involved, what's the sort of first point of contact for there, or where would they go if they want to get involved?
Okay, cool. So what I like to think of in your very first step, and I used to do this when I was flatting, make your own backyard, your own little kind of national park.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, cool.
I love that.
You can start right there. You can set up some traps to maybe catch rats and mice that you never see, but I know they're there.
Yeah.
Let's go and get rid of some of those weeds and maybe plant a native tree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe you won't be able to appreciate that tree, but the next people that come into that flat will, and the people after that. So if we all kind of start there.
Mokopuna decisions, eh?
Yeah. Now, the Auckland Council has about 347 different community groups working.
Yeah.
Auckland Council has a lot more land and they've got a lot more opportunities for people to start volunteering.
Yeah.
So you can volunteer in parks, picking up rubbish, weed removal, stuff like that. And they have trap lines which targets stoats, possums, rats and stuff all over there as well.
Mm.
You can also do beach cleanups. So they have one-day workshops and they have a lot more opportunities for that kind of spur of the moment. I really want to go out and volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Then it starts going up to the more, let's dock community conservation kind of thing where that's on public conservation land. So if you are in an area and you've been doing kind of all of that and you live next to a big area of Crown land, that's where I'll be able to help you out. And that's kind of a sustained thing where you set up all your own trap lines and you get regular groups of volunteers. That's what they're really after. They're after like people volunteering kind of every week. But your Auckland Council, that website, that's the best place to go if you want to do kind of volunteering.
We were just talking about how, like, in the cost of living crisis, you know, like, you can't go out to a restaurant, you can't go and have fun, so why don't you just clean up the beach?
That's awesome. Exactly, and I really encourage that. I mean, the benefits you get from being outside are huge.
Totally.
Go out there with a group of your friends. Maybe you're going to walk up and down the beach anyway. Just take a bag, a reusable bag from the supermarket, and you can just pick up little bits of rubbish as you go along.
Yeah, harder. So I feel like it's like it's a beautiful thing, this community conservation mahi, because it's sort of like you can get really involved and be volunteering on a weekly basis and setting up traps and doing the whole thing, but also it's about just encouraging people to do little things in their daily life to sort of contribute, eh?
It is little things, and those are the things that hopefully I'm going to get a lot of people to do next week during Conservation Week.
Good segue.
Not my first rodeo. No, there are 1,000 things that you can do if you head to the DOC website, Always Be Naturing. It can give you a whole bunch of ideas. If picking up rubbish, that's maybe not your thing, I just encourage you to get outside. Go to the beach, go to a park and just sit there. And the more we kind of get in tune with nature, the more likely maybe a few weeks down the line you're going to want to give back, take action for nature and start picking up that rubbish. And then when you see kind of results like that, maybe you want to then start getting into backyard trapping. Backyard trapping is really good. Let's find a community group where we can volunteer and contribute to that. Imagine if every house in New Zealand had a few traps in their backyard. That would increase, what would he have, like about over 1 million extra traps every day going after those predators?
that would be awesome. So cool.
Cool. So Conservation Week, obviously, it's all about sort of activating the public and getting everyone doing their mahi. But you were talking about how, you know, at DOC every week is Conservation Week. Will your mahi look any different next week, or are you just sort of business as usual?
For most of the DOC staff, it will be business as usual. Yeah. We'll be going out there and doing our work.
Yeah.
I will be holding an event next Saturday at Auckland Zoo.
Awesome. So I was just at the zoo yesterday.
Yeah, it's lovely. We have created some activity books that centre around the New Zealand section of the zoo, where it starts with the Whio and then to the Tākei, takes you all the way around to the Kiwi and then eventually ending at the Tuatara.
Yeah,
so beautiful. You can come along and see us. We've got a gazebo set up. You get a badge and a sticker and an activity book. And hopefully you're going to learn more about the New Zealand animals and why they're so special.
Yeah,
80,000 native species of plants, fungi and animals in New Zealand. We're completely unique. And the predators that are kind of we're at war against, it'd be great if all of New Zealand kind of got together and we became one big team.
Hard out, totoko. And also, if you're going to the zoo, don't skip the New Zealand section.
No.
Have some pride.
The New Zealand section's awesome as well.
It's beautiful. And I saw so many kiwi yesterday. I feel like you always go to the zoo and you never see the kiwi, but there were heaps of them running around.
That's exactly what these community conservation groups do.
Yeah.
They're clearing all of these predators, and kiwi are getting reintroduced to areas where they weren't there.
Cool.
And because there's so little predation, they're actually spreading. So it's a great problem to have, just like our success with the kākāpō. We've got to find room to put these guys now. And the same thing's going to start happening in Auckland. We're going to have tākāhei and kiwi spreading. We're going to have more birds, and that's leading us to living alongside nature, where we have to start living alongside our neighbours. They're great neighbours to have. A lot of people come to New Zealand, I can't believe you've got these type of animals. The more positive work we do, the more animals there it's going to be, and we're really going to have to start living alongside them like good neighbours.
So you reckon we're going to start seeing more like kiwis having scraps in the backyard? Like, because I've seen videos and they like they really go for it at each other.
They're quite mischievous.
Yeah,
they really do. They really do. Like, you know, when we get rid of the rats and the stoats, you know, our birds have parties.
Yeah, even just like I live in West Auckland, and like there's hella pukeko in Kelston. they'd be just like hanging out on like the street.
They do love it there.
They love the swampy West Auckland spots.
They do.
Yeah.
They really do.
So cool. Hey, thank you so much, Matt, for coming up for a cordial.
So cool
to hear about your mahi. And everyone, Conservation Week is happening next week from the 20th to the 26th of April. You can head to Doc's website to check out the Always Be Naturing campaign. Find some activities for yourself. Head along to the zoo next Saturday, right?
Saturday the 25th.
Yeah. And meet Matt and chat about how wonderful our beautiful nature is. Thanks, Matt.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
That was Just What the Doc Ordered. Thanks to our friends at the Department of Conservation.